September 23, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Missionary's Goal. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. Luke 18:31. In the natural life of our ambitions, alter as we develop. In the Christian life, the goal is given at the beginning. The beginning and the end are the same. For example, our Lord Himself. We start with Christ and we end with Him until we all attain to the stature of the manhood of Jesus Christ. Not to our idea of what the Christian life should be. The aim of a missionary is to do God's will, not to be useful, not to win the heathen. He is useful and he does win the heathen, but that is not his aim. His aim is to do the will of his Lord. In our Lord's life, Jerusalem was the place where he reached the climax of his Father's will upon the cross, and unless we go with Jesus there, we will have no companionship with him. Nothing ever discouraged our Lord on his way to Jerusalem. He never hurried through certain villages where he was persecuted, or lingered in others where he was blessed. Neither gratitude nor ingratitude turned our Lord one hair's breadth away from his purpose to go up to Jerusalem. The disciple is not above his master. The same things will happen to us on our way to Jerusalem. There will be the works of God manifested through us. People will get blessed. And one or two will show gratitude, and the rest will show gross ingratitude. But nothing must deflect us from going up to our Jerusalem. There they crucified him. That is what happened when our Lord reached the Jerusalem he was headed toward, and that happening is the gateway to our salvation. The saints do not end in crucifixion. By the Lord's grace, they end in glory. In the meantime, our watchword is, I too go up to Jerusalem. That's the end of Oswald's text. Having our focus on specific ministries versus on developing a close, intimate relationship with God, as Jesus had, tends to take away from and detract from the true purposes of God. God wants every man, woman, and child to be reunited to Him, to be put back in the place of absolute and perfect fellowship. Peace and joy and love would reign completely in that relationship. Yet to accomplish that and really to achieve the purpose of God, we need to see beyond today and beyond any current ministry or any current activities of encouragement or discouragement around us. We need to see that the end of our road is to reach the place of ultimate sacrifice, giving all of ourselves to others so that they might come to know God. That is our Jerusalem. That is our sole purpose. And when we really see that as our objective and as our goal and as our final destination and keep that in our view, all of the other disturbances of life and distractions and ingratitudes and other things that would otherwise discourage and dissuade us have no effect on us whatsoever.